RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews A Million Ways to Die in the West, now playing in area theaters.
Seth MacFarlane walked away from a John Ford Western retrospective with a different conclusion about the frontier. He did not take away idyllic settings, hard work on the homestead, and the good feelings the taming of the Wild West provides. MacFarlane removes the rose-colored glasses many use when they imagine life among Wyatt Earp and Billy the Kid. He sees disease, pestilence, outrageous violence, and a myriad of other ways one could lose a limb or even their life in the dusty, arid desert. More Mel Brooks than John Wayne, MacFarlane is here to warn us the Old West is nowhere you want to visit. Despite the title, there are not 1 million deaths or even 1 million ways to die in A Million Ways to Die in the West. It is hyperbole. We meet Albert Stark, played by MacFarlane, chickening his way out of a pistol standoff, with the whole town looking on, including his girlfriend Louise, played by Amanda Seyfried. Imagine Leonardo DiCaprio trying to reason his way out of a duel in The Quick and the Dead. Frontier folk are used to self-inflating bravado, not long-winded speeches why an individual should not be shot. MacFarlane is the only one in on the joke. Only Albert recognizes the West in 1882 is an awful time and place to be alive. His parents hate him, his girlfriend leaves him for the proprietor of the town's mustache shop, and every day he witnesses a handful of people die gruesome deaths. There are sudden shootings, various impalements of all shapes and sizes, combustion, and death by inept medical practice. The rest of the town of Old Stump, Arizona, considers Albert a sort of dandy, a man who sticks out by recognizing the territory's homicide rate. What the audience will mostly recognize is the film's unevenness. As expected from the creator of TV's Family Guy, there are more than a few hysterical one-liners and side gags. As comes with the territory, there are also a few that fall flat with a thud, but on aggregate, more score a laugh than a cringe. The main story, focusing on Albert trying to win back his girlfriend, with the help of a new stranger in town, Anna, played by Charlize Theron, is a pleasure to watch. The rough patches come when we leave that story to focus on the town's real nemesis, outlaw Clinch Leatherwood, played by Liam Neeson, who will steal from and shoots dead any man who crosses his path. The Clinch storyline monopolizes the film's third act, shifts the tone from wry comedy to thriller, and dispenses with the dynamite supporting cast. Neil Patrick Harris shines as the mustached man about town and delivers the film's highlight with a spectacular dance number to the song If You've Only Got a Mustache. Sarah Silverman is the town prostitute, while her virgin boyfriend, played by Giovanni Ribisi, is fine waiting until marriage for his turn, because they are a Christian couple. When these characters stay on the sidelines in favor of Albert versus Clinch, the film turns for the worse. Clinch is not funny. If your film's purpose is to skewer Westerns and mock John Ford, aka rip off Blazing Saddles, then make a comedic film. The audience is not there to see a David versus Goliath shoot-'em-up. If not for the wayward third act, I would recommend A Million Ways to Die in the West as one of the more effective comedies this summer, which are lacking due to superhero saturation, or even worse, one of those Marlon Wayans spoofs. There are a few surprising cameos that will make you smile, and more than enough R-rated barbs to produce the outright guffaw. There are also the requisite poop jokes and bodily fluid humor one expects from the man who also created the foul-mouthed teddy bear Ted. MacFarlane shows he is more than a TV series creator, he is a filmmaker. Unfortunately, A Million Ways to Die in the West is a slight step backwards for him, and a mostly average experience for the audience. I give A Million Ways to Die in the West 2.5 out of 4 stars.
A Million Ways to Die in the West is rated R. It's now playing at Touch Star Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodlands Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, the Britain 8, Movico Palm Harbor 10, the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, and Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.